Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, that'll really do it. Let's give you a couple hundred grand when you're making 38 mil a year. That'll really move the needle. Good God. In season cup. All right, let's do the business. I want to talk Lions. So yesterday was cathartic. We had a therapy Monday. Both Rico and I are pretty aligned on this. I no longer expect this team to win the Super Bowl. I simply hope they do. And that's a major departure from how I talked about them since summer. And when you lose multiple Pro Bowlers on top of a season of injuries. I mean, in comparison, the Eagles have four players on IR. You have 22, 19 of which are on defense. I can't go on the air and lie to you and say, hey, you're winning it all. I'm not going to do that. Just like I'm not going to get on the air and say, hey, Hutch said on a pod he's going to play. Yeah, okay. No, he's not. But thank you. If it happens, it's miraculous. I don't depend on miracles. I'll leave that for David at church on Sundays to sell me water into wine. Second of all, you'd have to get to the Super Bowl for there to even matter. The whole crux of the conversation is you're not getting there because the injury gods have taken it from us. So what I want to see is this. While most fans are in a state of denial, I want to live in reality. Can we reset the goal, Rico? And before we have a Super Bowl conversation, let's set the goal in what we would need to do to have that convo. Because I do think, in your Doctor Strange language, there is only one way out of this. There is one way that I think we could at least have a remote Super Bowl conversation. And that is, they must, as a non-negotiable, they must get the one seed. There is no scenario in my mind that this team, with this level of injuries, can survive without a bye week and playing one less playoff game. That they need to go 3-0. Now, you're going to play a corpse this week in the Bears. Then you play a semi-corpse in the Niners. Then you're going to play an allegedly good team that I just feel is the Pittsburgh Steelers in different uniforms, the Vikings. Now, the Vikings is the game we all look at and go, okay, that's a problem. But Rico, is the new standard the following? Forget about Super Bowl talk, forget about the playoffs, and forget about whatever injury fantasies you have. In the here and now, can you go 3-0 so we get to re-engage those conversations? Is that fair? Is that something you think I have a chance of getting everyone on the same page with?
You know what? It's funny. First of all, I'm so glad you took time to watch that movie because I love the fact that you make Marvel references when you try to.
Well, it's a holiday season. I'm in the giving mood.
Second, yeah, I think that that is the only way. You have to run the table for the rest of the year. You're going to be fortunate because you are playing the Bears, who just seem to be in a free fall.
They're dead.
You got the Niners, who should be playing for a draft pick right now, and you may not even see some of their players anymore. They may just go ahead and sit Brock Purdy and just play the backups. It does come down to a game with the Vikings. But my thing is, before we quickly just dismiss the Vikings, like, oh, we can beat them. Okay, when you played them the last time, it came down to a field goal in the final seconds to win the game. So I'm not that quick to dismiss this Minnesota team. I don't care what color the quarterback's hair is. That's a good team out there. They're playing good football right now.
Yeah, and by getting the one, you play one less playoff game. Mm-hmm. And whatever games you play are here. If you want to reengage a Super Bowl conversation, all I'm trying to do is back up the truck. Forget about all the pain and anguish of the last 48 hours. Guys, do you believe this team can get the one seed? And do you believe it's the only pathway? Shout out Dr. Strange. I truly believe if they aren't the one seed, they're not going to the Super Bowl. Like, they will have no chance at it.
Yes.
They need a bye week desperately.
Because
they
here's
need
the thing.
To play one less game.
Yeah. Because, Mike, here's the thing. If you don't get the one seed, chances are you're going to now be the five seed, and you're either flying out to L.A. or you're flying out to Seattle to face two quarterbacks that I don't think this team wants to face. So, yes, you don't run the table, and there is no Super Bowl.
They got to go 3-0.
Yes.
They got to go 3-0. They got to bounce back. Two of these games they'll be favored in. I would expect they'll be favored, but again, the results could impact whether they're favored in that finale. If this defense goes out and gives up 230 burgers the next 2 weeks, don't be shocked if you're not favored in that finale. And again, Las Vegas, hey, they don't control everything, but I listen when they speak. They have reacted. The Lions went from being the prohibitive favorite to win the Super Bowl to now being the third or fourth choice in a matter of 24 hours and falling. It matters. These injuries are that damaging. So I'd like to know where you guys are at with it. 248-539-9797. David, what do you think? Am I able, do you think, to get a majority of people on the board here? Let's table Super Bowl discussion. If you have any hope of getting there, we need to go 3-0. Agree or disagree?
I do agree with that, and I do think that the most people would also agree with it. I think they'll fall in line because that has to be the scenario where you get the bye week, and then you get the worst team in the division around, and then it's possible. That is the only way.
Win some shootouts on the fast track.
Yes.
Inside.
The only way. You get both games at home. The only way possible is that scenario.
Crowd noise.
Correct.
Causing some penalties. The problem is, I think you're thinking logically, I'm thinking logically, Mike is thinking logically. Earlier today, Dan Campbell came on the morning show. He fired up the city. And I think that the city believes there's more than just one way. Like, as he said, we just got to go out and win games, and it's fired up. Dave, you got a little snippet of this? Here it is. Here's Dan Campbell from the morning show. So that was Dan Campbell this morning on the morning show. He dropped another F-bomb. He was fired up. So.
Yeah, but I mean, talk is cheap. I mean, I love Dan Campbell, but what's a guy supposed to say? Right. Yeah, we're effed. Lost all my good players. Goulet. Hey, no. Can we play Dear John? Like, no, I mean, he's going to come on the air and say that. He has to say that. It's who he is.
No,
it's
no.
What he believes.
But, Mike, I'm saying after him saying that, I think a lot of Detroiters are now saying, screw it, we're still going to win the whole thing. Because did you hear what Dan? I'm ready to run through a wall for him.
But the problem is Dan Campbell's words don't play defensive tackle at an all-pro level.
This man's on his game today.
You know what I mean?
No, like, you're right.
I get so tired of words. I love Dan Campbell, but like, I'm going to sound like Rick Pitino after the Celtics lost by 50. Larry Bird ain't walking through that door. Aleem McNeil's not walking through that door. Carl Davis not walking through that door. Hutch is limping still. He ain't walking through that door. So I get tired of, well, Dan Campbell said, look, Dan Campbell's a great football coach. And I think Dan Campbell doesn't BS you at all. And Dan Campbell has to believe that. The guys in that locker room have to believe that. But we aren't in that locker room. We don't need to subscribe to that. Mm-mm. We live in reality.
Right. Because
it's not his fault.
No.
It's not this team's fault. It's not Brad Holmes' fault. It's not the players' fault. They got screwed by the football gods.
If this team has to go out and start their first game the week after playing Minnesota, which means you do not get a break, which means you don't get some guys to get healed up to come back,
oh,
you got to travel brutal. Out. Travel to the West Coast, to L.A., or even further to Seattle? No, I don't think you win that game. And I think that it's going to be an unfortunate end to this season. Yeah, if you can run the you have to be at home as the number one seed, bye week, rested players. And at that point, I still don't think it's a guarantee. But at some point, if you're not the one seed, you're going to end up in probably Philly, Green Bay's playing good football, or maybe you have to go someplace else in Minnesota.
Dude, you got to play an extra game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. There's no team in football that needs a bye week more than this one currently, right here. The idea of playing an extra game on the road. Look, for anyone who wants to bring up the 07 Giants, go ahead. You're right. It was one of the most unlikely Super Bowls in history. Went at Tampa, at Dallas, at Green Bay. I get it. I was there. Guys, That's Disney stuff. This team was the prohibitive favorite. I'm not relying on Disney memories or a once every 50-year Super Bowl run in order to justify hope. Can they is not the conversation. Any team that makes the NFL playoffs can, but the odds are greatly reduced with what went down Sunday with those injuries, on top of already having more defensive players on the IR than any other team in football. That's the conversation. So we've asked the question. We have arrived at Dr. Strange. There is only one way. Must get one seed. Must get by. Must stay home. Do you subscribe to that? Can they go 3-0? Yes. I could see a situation that they can win shootouts short term. That doesn't work in the playoffs. I don't believe it'll work there. I don't believe it'll be great, especially if you have to go outside, especially if you have to play an extra game. Like, do you know who needs a bye week right now? Frank Ragnow. Can't prove it. I'm not reporting anything. Watch the games. That dude's a warrior, but that dude looks like his body is betraying him. You need a bye week like we as humans need oxygen. Dan Campbell's got to get on the air and say that. He's got to deliver that message to his team. Dan Campbell will never show weakness. He can't. That's not how you run a locker room. Dan Campbell will show you emotion. He will show you how much he cares for his players. That's not weakness. But you can't show weakness. You can't be rattled. So, yeah, the speech, it's fun. It made for great radio. Cool. It has no impact on my opinion. Nor should it.
No. But like I said, I think it may affect some opinions of the people of Detroit.
I know. 248-539-9797. I want to hear Kenny's opinion, but I know he's screening calls. We'll get to him next as Lions superfan. Straight up, let's talk about going 1-0 each of the next 3 weeks. The only way that they have a shot to really deliver on what we all thought they could do in their current situation is the one seed, right? Like, there's no other way, is there?
Correct.
Well, let's find out what the people have to say about it.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 97.1, good to have you aboard. Lions, I've tried to evolve the conversation a little bit. Obviously, yesterday was a therapy session for everybody, and rightfully so. This team looks like they've had their dreams taken from them. Short of losing Jared Goff, I don't know that there's a worse combination of injuries. So here's what we can do in the meantime. No, I don't expect them to win the Super Bowl now. I hope they win the Super Bowl. So how do we get that hope quotient? How do we get to that point? I didn't think they had to have the one seed prior. I do now. So 3 games, 3 weeks, 3 opponents in an escalating difficulty. Absolute corpse against the Bears, soon to be corpse against the Niners, the best team of the bunch the last week. Is the only way they can make the Super Bowl getting the one seed? And do you believe they will go 3-0 to do just that? David, what are the ticket texts? And Kenny, if you're available from screening, I'd love to hear from you. You are the mega Lions fan. And candidly, yeah, I mean, it took 24, 48 hours for the emotion to settle down.
Yeah, I'll answer this first, Mike. I do think it takes the number one seed. I do think it takes running the table and winning out. But Rico said something last segment that I could not agree with more, having screened for the last show and just kind of seeing how fans around this city are. When Dan Campbell spoke this morning and talked to the morning show, he said he basically got the entire fan base extremely fired up. And everybody calling in has been saying, oh, there's no reason to panic. Everybody calm down. They can lose a game and be just fine. And they don't need the one seed. They're a good enough team to overcome that type of a thing. I couldn't disagree with it more, but I think this fan base is split right down the middle, at least from what I've seen.
This fan base is the equivalent of like a hillbilly hitting the lottery, and then they're broke 3 years later. Like I don't really care about their opinion because it's hopium, it's copium. I mean, it's just like live in the real world with us. Like even Dan Campbell saying what he said on the morning show, I don't care that they lost. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm not mad that they lost. You're not gonna go 8 million and 1. I care about the players you lost, and I care about what it means to the franchise, and the fact that they had already kept it together after body blow after body blow after body blow. And do you realize you just lost your top two defensive players after already losing your all-world defensive player? At a certain point, the levee breaks. So yeah, if people want to have a conversation that they're not worried, great, do it somewhere else. Like, that's just not what we do here. I don't think that's honest. Oh, what's next? I'm supposed to lie to people and be like, no, dude, Hutch is coming back. Did you see him walking into the stadium? Come on, oh, man. Even goodness. They said on TV he's walking gingerly at practice. That's a far cry from battling a 330-pound guy with 10,000 pounds of torque on your broken leg. Come on.
Brother, that's the main reason why I wouldn't try to rush him back, because that's your long-term investment. I don't need you going out there to prove a point that you can make it back in a season only to re-injure that, and now we'll see you at the end of next season.
Right. You got two guys on this roster that have even a remote chance in snowball's hell of making the Hall of Fame. It's Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson. I'm not messing with that. Yeah. And by the way, him saying, oh, just get to the Super Bowl and I'll be there, that has nothing to do with getting to the Super Bowl. They're just different conversations. And that would be the only part of what Campbell said. No rational fan is upset that they lost to the Bills. I don't even care stylistically that they lost. They had a bad day at the office. It's the same as the Ravens game last year, right? Mm-hmm. It's the injuries. Do you realize Ali McNeil leads your team in pressures? You just lost another 50 pressures. There is no next man up. Yeah. He was the next man up. He was having the best pass rush season of his career.
Yes.
He is a top five defensive tackle in the sport.
Mm-hmm. Because
I'm
here's
sorry,
the thing.
Rico. No, I'm just passionate about it.
No, Mike, as you should be, because here's the thing. When you lose out on the pressure, because right behind him was still Aiden Hutchinson. That's how many pressures you've been getting from anybody else. It's McNeil and right below him throughout the entire NFL. Not just the Lions, but yes, is Hutchinson. Meaning your secondary is about to get exposed because, oh, and by the way, you're missing pieces back there. But the quarterback with no pressure can just sit in the pocket and pick you apart.
Here's the other thing, Rico, and I think I'm so bothered by this because it just feels like politics. You saying, or I saying, or anyone saying, man, I don't think we're going to get this done. Anyone trying to tie that into a faith in Dan Campbell is a moron. No one doubts Dan Campbell.
Right.
No one. This has nothing to do with him or Brad or anyone on that staff or any player in that locker room. There's no boogeyman. I'll root like hell for this team to get this done. And it doesn't make me think any less of Dan Campbell if they flame out in the first round of the playoffs. They've had this taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just miss this show with that crap.
Well, you're not a real fan.
If being a moron is what it takes to be a real fan, yeah, I'll pass. I'll be a fake one. No, I'm serious. I can't stand that stuff. Acting like you don't want them to win because what? You evolve your opinion? Or, oh, you don't like the coach anymore? No, I love Dan Campbell.
You know,
I think he's the best coach in football right now. But I'm not going to sit here because of a big-time speech on a morning show. His speech isn't going to line up on Sunday.
Man, even before the speech, and Cookies was the inventor of the two-digit disco or whatever he called it, he came out and was just like, well, you know, I don't know. Oh, my God. Gov eviscerated him this morning. You don't believe in this team. And I was like, man, stand down. Okay, enough. Throw in the towel, Cookies. Like, wow. Like, but there are people who it's zero sum. You either believe in this team or get the hell out.
Yeah, well, George Carlin said it best about those people. Think how dumb the average American is and recognize half the people are dumber than that. And that's where you are. That's where you exist. No, it doesn't mean you dislike the team. It doesn't mean you're a bad fan, a communist. It doesn't mean you're a terrible human. It means you've lost four Pro Bowl players. Maybe five.
Yeah.
It means you're out of bodies. It means that Aaron Glenn has done some of the best work in the entire National Football League, and no longer can I ask a thing of Aaron Glenn.
Well, you needed to change the scheme on Sunday.
You had no pass rush. You had no D linemen. You lost your lead corner. There was nothing to do. Oh, we're going to go zone and do what? Watch Josh Allen pick you apart while he has 8 seconds to pass? Well, you want to do a whole new install at halftime? Is that what we're going to do? He doesn't have the pieces, guys.
Oh, just keep him in the pocket.
The guys you have can't. They got manhandled. So, yeah, I I'm not going at Rico, David, Kenny. I'm not coming at any of you guys. I get frustrated because I want to elevate the discourse a little bit. All right, there's plenty of times on this show for penis jokes and drops. But, like, when we're talking about something real, just miss me with the whole not a real fan thing. That's insulting to your fellow fan. Everyone in this town has suffered. Everybody wants this team. Everybody wants that parade. Not a soul is having any fun with this.
No, they're not, Mike. But here's... You would like to think that this is something like yesterday, it was cathartic. Everybody was just, they had just that moment like, man, this sucks. But now, after this speech this morning, there's going to be a lot of receipts taken. Oh, yeah, you didn't believe.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
Not you, but I'm just saying. But I want to hear from everybody. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I'd like to know why people are bad people if they just have doubts they can get it done because, you know, they got 22 guys on the IR. Do that for me. See if you can thumb that into the phone. 248-539-9797. We will get with the people for better or for worse. We'll do it next. 97.1. All right, we can get to the people. David, a few ticket texts. By the way, like case in point, I said to David, Rico, who is Campbell arguing? Who's he arguing with there in that quote? No one who wouldn't be happy winning by a point the rest of the way and winning the Super Bowl. I don't know who he's arguing with.
I think he's arguing with people who say the season is over. That, oh my God, this is it. Lions can't do anything. Dude.
Yeah, it's the injuries. It's just a different conversation.
But who's saying the season is over? I mean, we're negative on them in that we need to get the one seed, but we're not saying by any means there's no shot of the season's done.
No, it's me. I'm negative because I went from saying they are absolutely winning the Super Bowl and they will body the Chiefs to 10% shot they make it. These injuries are so unfair. This sucks.
Right there. Mike, what you just said, because now it went from who will the Lions play in the Super Bowl to, oh my God, can they even make the Super Bowl?
Right, but he's arguing stylistic. Well, if we only have 50 yards, I'm going to smile. So would we. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Because Lions fans got spoiled. I mean, heck, man, we had to entertain the double-digit disco last week.
No, you had to entertain that.
But there were people who, it became that SNL skit where it was the Lions by a million over anybody, and they are never going to lose again. It's like, it's not how the NFL works. Like, you're on a historical run, but yeah, when the injuries start kicking in, man, that's undefeated. Like, you can't outrun the injuries. Eventually, that catches up, the lack of depth. And yeah, with no McNeil to put the pressure on the quarterback, you're asking a lot for your secondary to now go out there with a quarterback. Now, fortunately, you have Caleb Williams, but what you don't want is Caleb to have his coming out party. You don't want that to happen next week because he's able to just sit back there.
Let's go to Jared, 97.1. Jared, how you doing today? Jared? There is no Jared.
There is
apparently
no Jared, but we got Mark. How about that?
I'm hallucinating. Hi, Mark.
And we just lost Mark.
Okay, then.
Hold on one second. Perry, you're on 97.1.
Hey, third time's a charm. How y'all guys doing?
Hey, man.
What's up, Perry?
I want to let you know, I feel the same way as you do, Mike, because I was kind of upset. I'm hearing people going off on the morning show because if you express a little bit of concern, you know, you're not a real fan, man. You're just being realistic, dude. I mean, you got a whole defensive unit on IR, man. Come on, dog. I mean, I believe that we obviously we can win the Super Bowl, man, but it's so much got to go right, man. for us to make it. If we don't get the one seed, I don't believe there's any shot. But even if we do get the one seed, I think the chances are absolutely slim. And I think we need Minnesota to stumble over these next couple weeks, man, because I don't want to go into that game having to win that game to even just win the division, man. Go from one or three, you know, down to five, man. I think it'll be a death sentence, man. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm resigned to the fact that, you know, next year. So I'm not even disappointed. I don't have any expectations because I don't want to live in a fantasy. And I'm really just ready to see what they're gonna do next year, man. And enjoy the ride where we land now.
Perry, I'm just disappointed because the injuries are the thing that you can't plan for. It's the luck quotient of the sport.
Facts.
And I feel like Campbell and Holmes and every guy in that locker room, they lost their ability to give this their best shot. And I don't know what we did to the football gods for the best team in Lions history to get decimated this way.
I don't know, man. This is just such a heartbreaking, soul crushing season. And maybe, just maybe, this is the Super Bowl gods, you know, way of helping us enjoy it even more, because a victory now, man, Dan Campbell would have to be crowned the greatest coach in the
immediate statue
of the NFL.
Immediate statue. Yeah. Immediate. Man, and I want him to put it on the top of the stadium. A gigantic Dan Campbell statue that you can 100%. See from an airplane.
With lights.
You know, yes, the LED lights we didn't get at LCA. Yes, exactly that.
Appreciate the call.
Exactly that. It would be so impressive if they were able to get it done. Immediate Campbell statue if they got that done.
Wait, let's go to Juan. The quarter zip doesn't get on top of the LCA tonight?
You can have that there. I'm still putting Dan Campbell on the roof.
No, I'm saying I thought it was going to be on the roof in the LEDs.
Not your quarter zip. No.
No, I'm not going.
No.
I'm not going.
No. Then you're out. Go to Juan, 97.1. What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
Now, what I believe, I think we definitely need the number one seed because, you know, home court is home court. But I don't think it's the only way. The reason why, and I think this week is going to be a deciding factor, because I think the only chance Philly losing is with the Redskins. I think Dallas and New York Giants, of course. But I think this week is the deciding factor. So Redskins, Lions got to really look deep into the Redskins game, us fans, what I mean. But I think we're going to lose. I believe we're going to win at the most 2 out of 3. I don't think we're going to go 3-0. So we go 2 out of 3 and Washington beat Philly. We got the home court all the way through. So I think we need the number one, but I don't think it's the only way because I don't believe in Sam Darnold or Jalen Hurts like that.
Yeah, and here's the other one. Minnesota's at Seattle this week. Yeah. And Seattle's off a terrible loss. That's not an easy assignment. You know, the Washington game, Philly, on the road, in the division, in the month of December. I mean, I have major doubts about the Commanders. They've kind of fallen off a cliff.
Yeah.
They barely closed out a dead Saints team. But, yeah, I mean, these are matchups that are real because you're right. When these other teams are playing free squares like the New York Giants, no, you're not going to get any help.
Yeah. Yeah, you really need Philly to lose this weekend. Because after that, yeah, I think it's the Cowboys and the Giants.
You want the weird spread of the week?
What's that?
Something that you look at and you go, that's odd. How about the Bucks only favored by 3 at Dallas? And I'll give you the other one. This just tells you how ass this team is, but they keep winning. How about Kansas City's a home dog to Houston? Houston laying 1.5 at Arrowhead.
I mean, well, I think they're thinking that Mahomes is not playing in that game.
I don't care. Houston cannot be trusted.
No, they can.
Not on the road.
No, and I think that the Bucks. I think that's just people buying into what they saw Dallas last weekend, and all the Dallas fans were back.
But did you see the Bucks last weekend?
No, David. It doesn't matter.
Whoa,
Cowboy fans will flood Vegas because we're back. So Vegas, okay, so they got to balance out the money. So Mike, I think that one is more because of delusional Cowboy fans. The Texans, yeah, I think that's just Vegas kind of saying, okay, no Mahomes, maybe you can beat them.
248-539-9797. We will get more of the people. David has a holiday blitz top of the hour, and we've got what Jerry Jones and Kenny Cott have in common. And maybe it explains a lot. We're going to talk about it at the 4 o'clock. People, how critical is that one seed? For Rico and I, for the show bay, I think all of us are aligned, actually, which is very strange. I think it's our only pathway, realistically, to get to a Super Bowl now. These injuries, the way they're going to have to win games, need them indoors, need them on the fast track, need to play one less game. And candidly, look, man, just because guys aren't appearing on an injury report, they're all hurt. That offensive line is so banged up, and I think that's why you've seen their performance slip the last 2 weeks from 4.8 yards a carry to 3.2. The one seed now becomes the Doctor Strange one-way out thing. I've reached hope phase. I hope they can make the Super Bowl. I no longer expect it. As far as who Dan Campbell's yelling at in the morning, I have no idea. No one cares if you run for 50 and win. No one cares if you win by one or 100. Just win. Right there with you, Dan. But I don't know who you're yelling at. Well, it's all about the injuries. It ain't got nothing to do with Dan. It ain't got nothing to do with Brad. It's nothing to do with the players in that room. These injuries are ridiculous, what has happened to this team. Ridiculous. This was their year. They were absolutely winning the Super Bowl. Still could, but again, immediate rooftop statue. David, take a text. What do people have to say?
It's over, guys. People need to stop whining about reality. These are the same type of fans who packed Ford Field to sell out crowds when the organizations gave no care about them. 2024 is cooked. That is from Zach.
Oh. Zach, I'm not ready to go there without seeing him play a game. Let me see. Let me see what it looks like. Obviously, if they were able to put three virtuoso performances together, drop a bomb on that soulless ginger Sam Darnold, maybe confidence would be renewed. You'd have a bye week, let the other teams go kill each other. But no, I'm not going to write it off, but my confidence? Oh, no, my confidence is gone. That much is true. After seeing what the Giants did in 90 and in 2007, anybody can win. But you just can't expect it. Like when Phil Simms died in week 13 of the 90 season, the Giants lost their, you know, for all intents and purposes, Hall of Fame quarterback for some weirdo hillbilly from West Virginia with a mustache named Jeff Hostetler. Cutscene. We took down the Buffalo Bills. How? I still don't know. How did we get by San Francisco? Rico knows. It's called Roger Craig fumbling when you were killing the clock. You hate to see it. David.
Yes, yes, yes to your question. Resetting the table and restoring the focus on winning the next three games is going to be key. Someone else says, this means if they are going to win it all, they need to win the next six games straight, even with the bye week. It's not happening. Jason in Monroe.
Guys, I'm trying to give you the best pathway to get there. I'm with you. I don't believe it's happening. I don't know that they make the Super Bowl. Winning it? Man, like I said, rooftop statue if that happens. Go ahead.
Yes, it's all about the one seed. Healthy or not, we have to get it to have a real shot at the Super Bowl, especially now. The bye week to get healthy would be so needed.
Be huge, especially for guys like Ragnow, Decker. You know, Glasgow got x-rays this week. Zeitler's Rico's age. They need a break. No team needs it more. Let's go to the people, see what everybody's got. We'll go to Mark, 97.1. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, guys. I was sick after those injuries I heard on Monday. This is their only shot. It is. They have the team to do it, but they're going to need some luck, too. It just... The only game I'm worried about is the Minnesota game. If they can win these next two games, that Minnesota game's going to be huge. But I think they can do it.
And again, it's all tied to the one seed in your mind, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Definitely. That's just their feels... only shot. If they got to go on the road, no chance.
Like, let me ask a question here, guys. And I mean, feel free, Mark, to play along. I mean, right here, right now, gun to your head, do you know they're beating Tampa Bay in the playoffs? Like, do you know they're beating the Rams? See, that's the problem. It used to just be about Philadelphia. I think these injuries now open the door to more vulnerabilities specific to two quarterbacks that can sling it to the tune of 350.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Watching Tampa do what they did to a top five defense in L.A. and put 27 straight up and blow their doors off. I don't know. I'm signing up for that when my number one corner is going to be drinking out of a straw for 6 weeks. And all the backups to those corners are dead. and any semblance of a pass rush I had is dead. And five of my top six linebackers are dead. I'm telling you, that's my concern, is people are whistling by the graveyard because they're not adjusting to the injuries. Pre-injuries, I feared no one. Anyone came to Detroit, we were putting them in the dirt. But this was the final straw to me. Rico, I'm still not over the fact driving into work, you get the David Montgomery news. Like, you weren't even over Carlton Davis and Aleem McNeil being out for the year.
No.
But then David Montgomery was like the chef's kiss. Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one, especially because with the, you needed him to kind of grind the games out, to slow it down, to control the TOP, to give your defense a break.
Short yardage, goal line, all of it. He's a warrior. And Montgomery never is tackled by the first guy.
Yeah, Gibbs. Okay, guys, I think Gibbs can handle the job for maybe a game or two, but I don't know if he's the every down back. I don't think he's the Saquon Barkley. I don't think he's a Derrick Henry type of back. I think that he does need to split this up.
Yeah, and again, for people who, you know, if you don't buy what Rico is selling, they are using Jahmyr Gibbs exactly the way they've wanted to use him. So, an example, okay? There is one game this season. He had 20 carries. One. Indianapolis. Here are his carries every other game. 8, 15, 9, 11, 19 at Houston, right? 11, 11, 11, 12, 14, 16, 13, 11. He's about a 12.5 carry guy. And that's why he's so deadly. And they keep him fresh. And they keep him from enduring huge punishment. That's all gone now. So, yeah, it matters. Big time it matters. Let's go to Adam, 97.1. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it doing?
Hey, man.
Good, Adam.
Yeah, they absolutely need one seed. There's no question about it. They need it. They need to get healthy. At least someone on defense. I don't know how much more they can get healthy, but you need to get Anzalone back. You need to get Iffy back. You need to get Mosley back. I feel like if they clinch one seed and get those players back, I think they'll be in good shape, because I don't think that offense is going to stop clicking with Gibbs. I mean, I like that Bakke guy. I feel like he has good eyes in the backfield. I mean, I've seen him in preseason. Yes, I know it's preseason. but he has a good feel for the game. And also, you got Craig Reynolds. I mean, Craig Reynolds scored a touchdown in the playoffs last year. I mean, I think it was a fourth down. Yeah, I mean, they need to get healthy. I mean, I'm not giving up on this defense just because they'll have Dan Campbell as their head coach and he'll have them ready to go. I mean, I heard his comments this morning and that wanted me to run through a brick wall. So I'm not giving up on this defense. Their offense is gonna have to put up 35 plus points a game. But you know, they're capable of doing it. So you get Anzalone back, and you get those linebacker core. You get Jack and Anzalone back. I mean, you got two other linebackers right there.
Here's your problem. You're not getting anybody on the D-line back, and you're not getting Carlton Davis back. That's the problem.
No.
And you're right. The linebacker level, it matters. I think if Melifonwu can come back, you know, he was effective as a blitzer, a rusher. Brian Branch has shown flashes at being able to do it. You can supplement the pass rush. But to Rico's point, the more you do that stuff, it's push and pull. You are going to leave an inexperienced and or low talent set of corners on an island.
Yeah, and my thing is, I don't know how much more they can play man anymore with Vildor at cornerback now. I'm not sure what Aaron Glenn's going to have in his sleeve in terms of scheming, but I don't know if they're going to play more zone or they gotta come up with some designs. But yeah, they need that one seed, guys. They need to get somewhat healthy on that back end there and linebackers, because Josh Allen picked them apart.
No, listen, you're right. It's just they're not going to. If you list out, how would I do this? If you list out the five best players on the team, call it six best players. I mean, Hutch is one. He ain't coming back. Mm-hmm. Aleem McNeil's one. He ain't coming back. Now, you could list Penei Sewell. He's there. No question. Amon-Ra. That's fine. But you don't get too far down the list before you find Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis was having a Pro Bowl caliber year. The problem? Third straight year he's hurt. This is why I didn't love the signing. It's going to be the third straight year he misses at least four games.
Yeah.
I think Marcus Davenport. No, he's not one of your best players, but he was an important player because 6'7", 265-pound players don't grow on trees. You know, Marcus Davenport, always hurt. Oh, he's out for the year again. So, like, these all cumulatively. And then, Rico, I think what people refuse to acknowledge is a lot of the backups are hurt. The Wingos of the world, the Kaminskis of the world. Mm-hmm. These guys play a big role, man. You're on fourth and fifth string guys in certain spots up front.
Well, here's the other thing is you probably can't even use Brian Branch to be that blitzing safety anymore because he's going to have to play a lot of the corner spots now because
drop into that slot maybe, move him weak outside. The problem is he's 5'9". It's hard to play him on the perimeter. I want to see what it looks like. I'm not going to write off their season. But me saying, hey, man, no, I don't expect them to win the Super Bowl, I think that is probably off the table. Like, that's not giving up. I'll root like hell for it. But let me see what it looks like. The next 3 weeks are going to be fascinating. Now, luckily, they get a free square this weekend. The Bears are an atrocity. Awful. 248-539-9797. We'll take a break from the Lions. David has got a blitz coming up. We'll get to that. And what do Kenny and Jerry Jones have in common? I'll explain. 97.1.